All right, it is, what do we got, 522 here on AM 800, and time now for the forecast, a mix of sun and cloud today, and a high of 2 or 36. Tomorrow, mix of sun and cloud, 40% chance of some flurries with a high of 1, and then Thursday, cloudy, 60% chance of flurries and 0, we're at minus 2, that's 28 Fahrenheit.
At 522 here on the Morning Drive, and let's talk about what's going on at this time of year. Well, there's a lot of discussion, a lot of arguments, a lot of whatever. You know, before we get to that, we should mention that traffic update for you. We do have a traffic issue this morning. Tractor trailer in the ditch, Highway 401 eastbound at Kent Bridge Road in Chatham. Tractor trailer in the ditch, Highway 401 eastbound at Kent Bridge Road in Chatham. So if you're heading east to go to Toronto this morning, that might cause you some problems. And if you have passed it or you're in the area, text us at 10-800 and give us an update if you don't mind. And we'll see what's going on there. All right. So, yes, you know, tensions run high at this time of year, right? Everybody's rushed to get things done and feeling a little pressure.
Are you feeling the stress yet?
Not yet, but I will for sure. It's going to come. I just know it. But even if you love the holidays, there's a part of you that hates all of that, that kind of goes along with it. So there are these interesting studies on stress that come out this time of year. And 88% of us are just like freaked out by the holidays and we stress out all the time. And if you have to travel on top of that, you can bump that up to 98%. Mm. And the average couple is going to get in all kinds of fights this year that relate to the holidays. The most common things we fight about are where to spend the holidays.
Oh,
probably your parent, your family, or mine. And how much to spend on gifts. I can see that being an issue. Well, I want to spend this much. Well, we can't afford it. Well, I want to spend it. Well, we can't afford it. 13% of us have also argued about whether to get a real tree or a fake tree.
Oh,
overall, God. There's about 7 holiday-related fights a year. Those are just 3 of the topics. Real tree, fake tree, real tree, fake tree. We have the argument in our house about whether or not to display this plastic Santa that Craig's had forever. And obviously there's some sentiment that goes along with it. It is the ugliest thing. It's about a foot and a half tall, and it's like a plastic Santa. And originally, I guess it was made as a tree topper. You put it on your tree, like a light goes in it, or you can stand it somewhere. So the argument is whether or not that even gets displayed or comes out.
Oh, I see. It's just not part of the modern day decor. Is that why?
So it has its place. It's there. It's there. But yeah, there've been a few arguments over that thing in the past.
Awesome.
Do you guys argue over what to do or what to put out?
No, I'm like, do whatever you want. I'm like, don't decorate. I don't care. I'll give you a hand. I'll put up the tree and put the lights on it.
And has that been done yet?
The rest is up to you. No. And to me, it's almost getting too late. It's like, why bother at this point?
Artificial or real?
We go artificial.
Okay.
We've always gone artificial, when I lived at home with my parents and stuff like that. They still go artificial. The big debate every year, it's an old bit, colored versus white. And we talked about this, I think, last week, where they have the lights that do both now.
Yes.
And that's what has happened
at Carol's house.
At Jimmy and Carol's, yeah.
Your parents' place.
Yeah.
Nice.
So we're all good now. But now the debate is what to turn on.
Oh.
The debate just actually rages on even more because before we were doing, okay, 1 year colored, 1 year white.
But you don't live there anymore, so
I don't care
have to be
either
involved.
Way. I really don't care. I mean, do whatever you want. To me, I don't know. Just the whole Christmas decorating, it's kind of a waste of time. You put it up, and then 3 weeks later, you take it down.
Well, that's
just creating work for
yourself.
That's
why you should do it early, and that's why I take that time off to get it all done. Because I agree with you. Sometimes if you wait too long, it's so much work just to bring it down again a couple of weeks later. Overall, the 5 most stressful things about this time of year are buying presents, yes, managing your budget, for sure, cooking, prepping the house for guests, and cleaning up before and after you have people over.
Yeah, that would do it. I'll tell you, gift giving this year, for some reason, with all these stores and deals and online shopping and stuff, I was having a hard time finding stuff this year that would be appropriate for people.
Really?
Yeah, we do Secret Santa.
Okay.
So I have a name of a certain person, which I cannot reveal. I buy for my nephews, Matt and Jay. And we buy for grandma. I'm having the hardest time with grandma.
Well, what do you buy a woman who's 102?
I don't know. I don't know what you do.
What does she
now,
need?
Well, I was thinking that maybe one thing I can do, every Monday they play poker for nickels. Maybe I can go to WFCU Credit Union and get her like a bunch of rolls of nickels for her games. She gets her hair done every Friday, but I feel like I get her a hair gift card every year or every like birthday and stuff. So I was trying to find something different this year, but I don't know.
I'm sure she's got a lot of clothes and
she does, yeah,
stuff like that. I remember when I came to her birthday party when she turned 100, and I brought her a gift. I was in the same situation as you. What do you get somebody who's 100?
That's right. I was thinking maybe like some bathing products like bath salts and relaxation and scents and stuff like that.
And it's getting a little personal.
Does she shower or
like when you're 102?
I don't know. You got to take a bath.
Do you sit in
the
bath?
I would think the danger of falling in a shower is immense at 102.
The danger of falling getting into a tub would be worse.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah.
But getting at least when you're up? Down, you're down.
Yeah, but then how do you get up?
I don't know. I'll call Grandma today.
Grandma, do you bathe?
Yeah. How do you wash yourself, Grandma? 5:28 News in 2 minutes. Rob Sherville on the way. That's next.